Once a ubiquitous superstar, Geer began fading from the public eye after his activism against Chinese communism became louder, peaking with an appearance at the 1993 Academy Awards in which he condemned China's gross human rights abuses on stage. In the 2022 book Red Carpet, Hollywood, China and the Global Battle for Cultural Supremacy, author Eric Schwartzel revealed that Hollywood producers of blacklisting Geer because his advocacy against communist China made him too radioactive to hire. Hollywood began to invest much of its effort in the late 1990s in entering the Chinese box office market, which required approval from party censors and overlords. Casting a pro-Tibet advocate in a film could mean Beijing would simply ban the movie from the multi-million dollar market entirely. In his remarks to Congress, Geer urged lawmakers to pass bills that would pressure China into negotiations with the Dalai Lama and work to prevent American companies from aiding the development of mass surveillance and other technology used to repress Tibetans. Geer called for concrete restrictions for technology transfer or other U.S. company support for forced/coerced DNA or other medical data collection. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.